Mike D'Agostino with Information Security Media Group. Right now I'm at the HID Global booth, and I'm speaking with Nick Hislop, Technical Solutions Director. Welcome, Nick.
Hi there.
Thanks for doing the interview with us. So, Nick, just to get us started, maybe for our users that aren't quite familiar, why don't you introduce HID Global and what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually think that most of your users do know HID because we're the world leader in identification and access control systems. So today, if you're going into your building and tapping a reader and a badge next to each other and coming into the building with a contactless badge, that's our technology.
Okay. Now, I understand that you've also extended it a bit outside of just physical access control.
Yeah, we're excited about HID on the desktop, and our thinking here is that we already open your door, and we should also open windows. So the idea is that if you come into the office first thing in the morning, you'll badge in the front door. If you go up to your PC, you'll badge against a reader on your PC, and you'll log into Windows using a PIN code in the badge that you already used to come in the front door.
So it's basically one badge gets you physical and application access control.
Yeah.
Very good. We're going to do a video after this. I urge everyone to take a look at the demo as well. Well, why don't we focus on a couple specific industries? You know, we deal with the banking industry and the government industry.
Sure.
Maybe you can touch on those and sort of give us some common applications.
Yeah, absolutely. Both the banking industry and the government area are absolutely obsessed with security. And the important point is that in the banking space, there's a bunch of regulations which are requiring people to be more sensitive about information security. In the government space, there's HSPD 12, which is requiring people to use a common badge for physical and logical access.
Okay.
So our technology naturally fits into that space.
Okay. Now, when it comes to regulatory compliance within the banking space, can you talk about that a bit? I mean, what's driving this?
Well, sure. There's not one specific regulation
right.
You could look at, but
right.
You say generally speaking, things like Sarbanes-Oxley, that there is just a general understanding that you should take more care of the information assets inside an organization.
Okay.
That everybody understands that a user ID and a password, while it's been around for a long time, it's definitely not the most secure way to access information in your workstation.
So is this really like a form of multi-factor authentication?
Exactly.
So FFIEC guidelines, that sort of thing?
It's absolutely in that arena. Although our product is based at the corporate worker, this is not so much a consumer play
right.
as it is for a desktop user's play.
Okay.
But it's multi-factor authentication. It's something that you have, the card, it's something that you know, which is a PIN code, which you'll type in when you present your card when you log into your workstation. So the idea here is that if someone shoulder surfs me, or accidentally I end up in some kind of phishing site and my password gets revealed, they still can't hack my account because they don't have my badge.
Because they need that physical badge.
And because it's my building access badge, the chances of me forgetting it or leaving it someplace are very small. Because one thing we've learned by now is that people really care about their access control badges.
Sure. And of course they wouldn't be able to use the applications if they're not inside.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, why don't you give us a sense, you know, when you guys are speaking with prospects or you're being approached by customers, what's the impetus for doing so? Why do they want to do business with you guys?
Sure. Well, there are two sorts of customers. Those who've had a security event and those who may well have one in the future.
Okay.
If you've had a security event, then you're to some extent trying to close the door after the horse has bolted, at which point you get very receptive to better ways to protect your information assets. More realistically, we hope people don't wait that long.
Sure. They're proactive.
Exactly. And everybody these days understands that there are information security threats out there, that they're very real. The challenge for people is, well, how do I make the appropriate investments? Because on the one hand, everybody accepts that two-factor authentication is a good thing.
Sure.
On the other hand, they don't necessarily have lots of free money lying around to make expensive investments. And so what's attractive about our solution is they're going to take a badge that they already have been issued. We're not talking about issuing a new badge. You can take a badge already, you can enroll it in our system, and it very inexpensively start to use that solution pretty much within a few minutes.
So you think that, do you think that when people approach you, do they know about the HID on the desktop yet, or they're just kind of approaching about the physical access control? Or?
Yeah, well, traditionally people know us as a physical access company. In the last few months, we've really put a lot of emphasis behind HID on the desktop. It's a new product for us. It's an extremely attractive offer. I can tell you so far that everybody that we speak to about this gets it.
Yeah.
And half the battle here is getting it, and now that people understand what we're trying to do, they're very receptive, and we're in the middle of a huge program right now of rolling it out to our partners and bringing it in full strength to the market.
That makes sense. Well, let's shift gears a bit. Everybody's talking about the economy. How's it going for you guys in the past 6-12 months? I mean, are you noticing any trends at all in the industry?
Well, then as now, people are concerned about investment, and this is clearly a time when people have to be very conscious about the dollars that they're spending. But I've got to tell you that in an environment where you are caring about the bottom line, that's actually an even stronger argument to look at your information security. Because as I said earlier, if you've ever had an event, then you'll understand why you didn't want to have one in the first place.
Sure.
If you make appropriate investments right now, you can bring down your insurance costs, for example. You're generally bringing yourself into compliance. Your auditors can look at what's going on, and they can form some rational conclusions about the responsibility that you're taking into your business.
Very good. Well, Nick, one more question before we go here. For users that couldn't make it out to the RSA conference this year, I know we're on the final day. What's some bit of advice or some words of wisdom you can offer?
Think carefully about information security. It's everyone's responsibility. Make appropriate decisions. You don't have to boil the ocean. Just start thinking about easy ways to get better at information security, and over the long haul, it's worth it.
Very good. So sage advice from Nick Hislop with HID Global. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.